أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
لفظ جبار کے حوالے سے
حضور says that with reference to the word جبار in my previous sermon I explained this word this word with reference to Allah Almighty and the relationship between Allah and Allah Almighty and the human being I explained this word and when it is used as an attribute of Allah Almighty, then its meaning is the one who reforms and rectifies. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this prayer because of this reason that every Muslim while offering their prayer during the in between the two sajdas prostrations one prays Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates according to one narration that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to pray in between the two prostrations Rabbi Firli Warhamni Wajburni Warzukni Warfani that oh my Allah forgive me have mercy upon me and make all the good things good for me and give me the provision and also raise my status that is to say with the reference to Wajburni that my spiritual physical and material all the matters reform all those things and all my works may be set right with reference to this prayer. This prayer definitely the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this prayer because of this reason that considering this attribute of Allah Almighty we should beg the reformation from Allah Almighty and we should avoid that condition our state when these people who forget Allah Almighty and such human beings that those people become according to this meaning of word which has the meaning of transgression and very strong and arrogant and the one who goes out of control and particularly those people in who oppose the prophets of Allah they are counted among this category islah ke hawale se Huzur says that today with reference to the reformation I would like to mention some revelations of the promised messiah alaihi salatu wasalam very briefly Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he has one revelation that tubu wasle the translation given by the promised Messiah is that you repent and all the sins and violation and disobedience, they avoid that and reform yourself and pay your full attention towards God Almighty. This revelation was given in 1883 when almost 6 years before he took the first path. The description of the condition of that time is mentioned there, that for self-reformation one should turn to Allah Almighty. In that time as well, those people who were very careful about religion and those who were mindful of the service to religion, they were mindful of the state of Islam at that time. So then through this stalwart of Allah, through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who was sent to, for the reformation of the time by Allah Almighty, this message was given that you become very pure and purely you turn to Allah Almighty. And the mercy of Allah Almighty is already there. And the reformer about whom the prophecy was there, regarding the promised Messiah and Mahdi, that is about to make his claim. And when he comes, then you do not become among the disbelievers. The Muslims even today, they are very much worried. If those people pay attention to this point, then they can get the guidance from Allah Almighty. The condition of the Muslims today and the earthquakes and the heavenly punishments, they cannot simply give them any benefit if they do not change their conditions in the practical way. Because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was also informed by Allah Almighty that allazina tabu wa aslahu ulaika atubu ilayhim wa ana tawwabur rahim, that those people who repent and reform their conditions, then I will also turn to these people and I am tawwab and rahim. So these opponents of Ahmadiyyat, this is a great message for them, that this is the promise of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, nobody can fight with Allah. History of Ahmadiyya Jamaat and the progress of Ahmadiyyat, now this should be good enough for these opponents to understand this point. May Allah open up their eyes, and now they should abstain from the opposition that they are doing, and they should strengthen the hands of this Masih and Mahdi. And may Allah enable each and every member of the Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya to do like that, so that they could come under the sheet and the banner of the mercy and affection of Allah Almighty, and they can reform this life and the life to come. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was so much worried about the condition of the Ummah, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that he was always praying. And to establish the glory and of the name of the Holy Prophet ﷺ was actually the ultimate objective of his life. And for this very reason, this revelation was given to him by revelation. Rabbi Asli Ummata Muhammadin, that O my Allah, you reform the condition of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Surely, Allah Almighty, this promise which was given to him, or this prayer which was taught to him, that was for this reason that it should be accepted. And inshallah ta'ala, we are not disappointed at all. Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya, the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of it, or a large majority of that, they are going to come under the banner of this Masih-e-Muhammadi alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are indications that the time is very close now by the grace of Allah. Inshallah ta'ala, by the grace of Allah, this is going to happen that way. But those scholars and leaders who are misguiding the masses of the people, they should be actually getting worried about it, that if these people do not reform themselves, then they can be under the punishment of Allah Almighty. On one side they say that the time is waiting for the time of the advent of Messiah, and they are actually very much very much perturbed, but they themselves are not accepting it, and also misguiding other people, and they are misleading the other people and frighten them from accepting him. A great scholar of Pakistan who is also very much advanced in the opposition of Ahmadiyyat, Dr. Asrar Ahmad is his name. He writes in one place that the real foundation is based on the last history of 400 years, which gives the testimony that during the last 400 years that the job of the reformation of religion was carried out in a subcontinent of India, and all the people who worked for it, they were created, born in India, and that indicates that this is the divine will of Allah Almighty, that there is a far-reaching plan which is related with this land. He has not mentioned this point very openly, but it transpires from it, and it becomes very clear that even according to him, the Khatamul Khulafa and Masih Maud there are signs that he should be coming from this area. And while he doesn't see that the will of Allah, according to that, if somebody has made the claim, and the worldly and heavenly signs are there in support of him, then why these people close their eyes and stand in opposition to him? In fact, this worldly feelings, worldly considerations has put a curtain on their eyes, and these people are such that they have lost whatever they have learned. Apparently they might be scholars outwardly, but they do not understand the indications of Allah Almighty. In spite of seeing those signs, they are bent upon denial. They see with their, and they don't want to remove these curtains from their eyes. These are the people, summun bukmun umyun. They are, this thing applies to them. They are deaf, dumb and blind. And Allah Almighty has given them the light of knowledge, apparently. But this knowledge has not made them a minaret of light. But because of the opposition of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have been turned into the worst creature. As in relation to some scholars of this time, there is hadith also which mentions that. So it is quite clear that if these people have any love for Ummat-e-Muhammadiyya, then they should very honestly and dedicatedly, they should pray to God Almighty for their own guidance. Otherwise, they are going to be wandering in a wilderness like this, and also they are going to be misleading the people who are going to follow them. And no Messiah will not come for their help to deliver them from these anxieties with which they are suffering. Allah Almighty may reform the nation and also enable them to understand the distinction between the right and the wrong, the true and the false. And as I mentioned, that the supports and the signs in favor of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, are very, very clear. And this was foretold to him in advance. And he was given the glad tiding of his victory, and ultimate victory was foretold to him. Hazrat Masih Maud, alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions about his dream and vision, which is in 1893. He said that I saw in my dream that first of all somebody says to me that my name is a victory and success, and then these words flowed on my tongue, that Allah Almighty is going to reform all my things. All my matters are going to be set right by Allah. The question is that whether this claim of him that Allah Almighty has given me the glad tiding of victory and triumph, and after 100 years of his advent, continuously Allah Almighty is behaving in that way with the community established by him, is it not enough proof or is it not enough evidence that you are the one who in this age and time that who has been appointed by Allah Almighty, who is the truthful appointee of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, open up their the eyes of these people and instead of calling any destruction coming upon them, they should be among those people who believe in him. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has a revelation which says, Asle bani wa bani ikhwati, that he says that this revelation, this which I have just mentioned, the meaning of that is that, O my Allah, establish harmony between me and my brothers. Actually, this is a compliment to those revelations in which Allah Almighty has told me the end of that enmity and opposition. And that revelation says, Harru alal azkane sujadan. رَبَّنَا اَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاتِئِينَ سَلَّهِ لَقَدْ أَسَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاتِئِينَ لَا تَسْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That some of these people, he writes that some very strong opponents, their end would be like that. They would see certain signs and they would fall down in prostration and saying that, O my Allah, forgive us our sins. We were certainly in the wrong. And they would say to me, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, they would say to me that by God, you have been raised in status against us, and your status is high, and you are right, and we were in the wrong, that we opposed you. And the result of that would be that there is no punishment upon you, and Allah Almighty will forgive you. He is the greatest among all those who forgive. And this will happen when great signs will be shown and the hearts of right-minded people will be opened. And they would say that, is there anyone who can show greater signs than this one? Or can there be anyone who could be supported more strongly than this one? Then they would get a strength from the unseen to accept that one, and they will ultimately accept him. And we always pray that Allah Almighty, may Allah guide them to the right path before showing these strong signs. And Allah Almighty enable them to and give them the wisdom to accept the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam before the severe punishment they should become among the believers. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَاسْتَفْتَهُ وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ, that they sought victory from Allah Almighty and every arrogant enemy was destroyed. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explaining that, he says that this is the tradition of Allah Almighty, that the prophets of God, they are always put to hardship and they are teased and tortured, and difficult times are there, not for this reason that they should be destroyed, but for this reason that they should be accepting the blessing of Allah Almighty. And that was the reason that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during his Meccan period, as compared to that one, the Meccan period is longer than the period in Medina. He spent 13 years in Mecca and 10 years in Medina, as it is mentioned from this verse. And every prophet of Allah goes through this trial, that in early stages they are tortured, and those people who are very wicked, they call them wicked and liar, and as if people who is making this worldly business, and no bad name is there which is not given to them. And those prophets and appointed people, they always suffer those and bear those. But when it goes to beyond a certain limit, then second manifestation of Allah Almighty comes into play for the reformation of people, for the betterment of people. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tortured, and when the that stage come, and Wastaftahu explains that that point finally came, and the result would be Wakhaba kullu jabbarin aneed, that all those mischief makers, they were completely annihilated and destroyed. This happens when they cross the limits, and that becomes the end of that. In the life of Mecca, he cried and prayed to Allah Almighty, and that reached to a stage that those people who listened to that one, they were terrified. But look at these people, look at the opponents, they were always busy in his opposition, and all these people had to bow down to him ultimately and seek repentance for all their follies. Allah Almighty have mercy on the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who do not see their own history, and they do not see these happenings, that instead of understanding anything from that, they become transgressors, and they do not recognize the Imam of the age. And the example given by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is that in this age and time the same thing is happening. If these people do not believe him in him, and the non-Muslims, they are saying all these foul things against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these are the things. If these people are not going to reform, they are going to be destroyed. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah Almighty knows very well that without utmost sincerity, I am saying it, whether people listen to it carefully and honestly or with bad intention. But I would say that anybody who wants to be reformed, he should get reformed himself and reform oneself. Those people who are the reformers today, they should remember this point. Look, this sun is bright there, and this is the teaching which was given by all the teachers of nations. It's very easy to criticize and put hardship on other people, but affirmation is very good. Those who want to reform the nation, they should be very sincere in their intention, and he should begin the journey from his own reformation. In the saintly people in the olden times, they used to reform themselves. They were not opening their tongues like the reformers of this age. And this is actually the way of love and affection. And those people who do not pay attention to that one, they are just like those people who do not change in themselves and do not get any benefit from that. He says that you act upon my advice, and the person who has already taken the poison, how can he cure other people? So if he does, then he would himself die and also kill other people, because the poison has already affected upon him. So therefore, the treatment by such a person is not useful for this field. So in short, the more the people are divided, that these people have only learned to sharpen their tongues and to use the foul language. Then he says that according to me, this is the best way of purification, and it is not possible that you can think of anything better than that, that one should have no arrogance and no pride, nor intellectual, nor financial, or from his family. Whenever Allah sees somebody pure, then he gives the guidance to that people. And when these people understand this point, then this reformation comes from Allah Almighty. And a human being is always in need of the light coming from heaven. And the eye cannot see unless the light from heaven comes. So similarly, the internal light which reforms the person and creates the light of piety in the person, that also comes from heaven. I tell you honestly that the righteousness of a person and the piety and nobility, everything comes from Allah, and that depends on the mercy of Allah Almighty. It depends upon him whether he makes it there, gives it to the people and retains it or loses it. So this is the requirement of righteousness, that one should consider oneself as nothing. And one should always be submitting to Allah Almighty, and with utmost humility and humbleness, he should be seeking the blessings of Allah Almighty, and he should seek this light of brightness and understanding, which creates a light in a person and creates a energy in a person. And then, because of the grace of Allah Almighty, these people get the benefit from Allah Almighty, and they are given the full understanding and conviction. And then they should never be very proud of that. Rather, they should go on increasing in their humbleness and in their humility and modesty. The more they would consider themselves as nothing, the more these blessings will come from God Almighty and give him all the light. And if a person believes in that, if a person believes like that, only then it is hoped that his moral condition will improve. To consider something is something very not so good for a person. And in that case, a person curses upon other people. And these ulama of today, they are in the same condition. So therefore, in order to reform oneself, one should adopt the same method and the same way which has been told by God, Allah Almighty. And modesty and humbleness are the ways to be adopted, and people should try to reform themselves through these means. Otherwise, if they are depending on their strength, if they are considering their knowledge, the whole, everything, so then these arrogant and rude people, they may be called like that, but they are not like those people who are reformed, are those who get the blessings from this attribute of Allah Almighty. Then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that the way of reformation is only that which is useful, and that is with the instruction and guidance of Allah Almighty. If somebody is doing according to his own imagination, and through that reformation could have been brought about, so then what is the need of the prophets to be sent? Unless and until you diagnose a problem thoroughly, how can you work out the means of its reformation and cure? This critical condition of Islam, that is today, that is because of such doctors, those who have not diagnosed the problem, and the method of treatment which they thought of, that was for their own selfish motives. But always remember that this ailment, these people are completely unaware of that. This can only be recognized by those people who has been sent for this purpose by God Almighty, and that is myself. The promised Messiah says, that is myself. And that has been sent for this very purpose, and that is myself. And then he says, that remember it fully well, that the reformation of heart is done by that being who has created the hearts, that is Allah Almighty. Simply words are becoming very talkative, cannot reform. But there should be a spirit in those in hearts. But that person who has read the Holy Quran and he has not read this much, that the guidance comes from Allah Almighty, then what has he understood from that? Alam yatikum nazir, has not any warner come to you? And when the question would be there, then they would come to know. The fact of the matter is, there is a Persian verse which has written, Khudara ba khuda batwanat shanakht, that you can recognize God through God. And he says that this is the method. It cannot be acquired without an imam, a leader. Because he is the one who is the one upon whom the latest signs of God descend upon him. And hadith says, Man la fiyarif imama zamanihi faqad matamitat al jahiliyah, that the one who has not recognized the imam of the age, he dies the death of ignorance. Allah Almighty enable the people of the world to recognize this imam, so that they could be saved from the punishment of Allah Almighty. There are so many people who listen to khutbat, these sermons, and they write some of them they are impressed, but because of the fear they don't accept it. And there are such people who listen through MTA these messages, and by the grace of Allah they are able to accept the truth. So these people, instead of hearing from the world, and the people of the world, they should listen to the voice of the age, and they should listen to this voice which is reaching them through the Messiah and Mahdi. And we should also, those who have claimed to have believed in the Imam of the age, in fact, they Allah enable us to reform ourselves very modestly, in very humble way. We should submit to Allah Almighty, and we should be able to benefit from this light which always illuminates our hearts.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.